Small Auckland tour operators say they're being shut out of the lucrative cruise ship market thanks to a mishmash created by a group of council agencies. One says cruise passenger tours used to make up to 60% of its business, but that's more than half now after a council-owned booking office closed and restrictions were imposed on where they could operate. They say someone needs to step up and take responsibility for how Auckland manages an industry which supports thousands of jobs. Our Auckland correspondent, Todd Nile, has been looking into this.
Around 2,000 passengers with a day to spend in Auckland. Cruise ship visits are worth nearly $250 million a year to the city and growing. Most of those wanting to book a tour while in Auckland buy one on board from the cruise line, but many come ashore looking for smaller local operators. And that's where it gets complicated.
Auckland Council, three of its agencies and the council-owned port company all play a part in a cruise ship visit. Auckland Transport looks after traffic control here and what happens on this footpath. Panuku, the development arm, runs the container cluster, and Shed 10, AETED, which is the tourism promotion agency, had an information booth and a kiosk on the wharf but closed it. And tourism information is now 300 metres away on Prince's Wharf.
Smaller operators sold their tours through that kiosk, and one of them, Colin Binstead, says that closure cut access to cruise passengers coming ashore without pre-booked tours.
If they've been throughout New Zealand, they will know that there are operators on the wharf that will sell very good tours. And without us having the information centre here, we are not allowed any presence at all on Queen's Wharf to sell our product.
The operators aren't allowed to approach passengers on the wharf, and they aren't allowed to approach passengers here, says Auckland Transport, next to the ferry building. But they are allowed to operate from the other side of the road, and one actually paid $900 to get a trading licence from Auckland Council to spend a cruise season over there, but as you can imagine, it didn't really work out.
Then several operators tried to rent from the council property development agency Panuku an empty retail container in a cluster on Queen's Wharf.
We felt that the cruise ship passengers needed to know there was a clear alternative to cruise ship tours that they could do. They also needed to know that there was some professional advisers who may well be available to assist them and when they went around.
And you were happy to pay money for that?
Absolutely.
The system works well for the big players. Most tours are sold on board the ships by the cruise lines themselves. Part of that deal means the biggest round-town tour bus operator, Auckland Explorer, is the only one allowed to have a stand inside the secure area of the Queen's Wharf terminal. The smaller operators say they simply want a fair go at promoting what they offer to day trippers who choose not to book on board. They say they offer more personalised, smaller group tours and can easily vary what they cover. In the time I spent with them, their encounters were not so much about selling, but directing visitors to music shops, the tourist information office, and just chatting.
80% of the passengers, 70 to 80% of the passengers, we do not sell any tours to whatsoever. What we do is promote Auckland because we are passionate Jaffers and there is so much to see in this city and we take our time with them.
The removal of AETED's on-wharf tourism kiosk has also left some cruise ship visitors scratching their heads, like Sydneysiders Steve and Jenny Watts, trying to find a cheap way to get to Kelly Tarleton's underwater world.
Well, we're looking for someone to ask. Can't find very many people, but we'll probably get a taxi maybe, yeah.
Do you think there should be more information just available on those sort of things down here?
I think so, yes. I thought there might have been an information bay or somewhere, but we're looking for it and we can't find it.
We need to welcome them and to explain fully what there is here, of which tours are only a part. And we need to do it not at Prince's Wharf, 300 metres away, but in there, or if not in there, at the very least in the cube there.
The cube or kiosk on Queen's Wharf was described as being well received in AETED's cruise action plan drawn up 3 years ago. AETED says declining sales since then are behind its closure. The same report refers to a cruise forum of all council players, although that group meets only twice a year. The small operators' tours are now sold by the Permanent Tourism Office, relocated to Prince's Wharf. On a day in which one single ship brought more than 4,000 passengers to the city, it had 5 staff and no customers on one of several visits I made to it. The retail container on Queen's Wharf remains empty. Panuku says it wants a different kind of retailer in there. ATEED is finalising a new visitor strategy for Auckland, but whether it will find favour with smaller tour operators remains to be seen. I tamaki makoro mo te hōtaka o te ahiahi, ko Todd Nile tēnei.
And as a result of our story, the Todd story, a few of the tour operators are meeting with Auckland Council's tourism agency, ATEED. We'll keep you updated on the outcome of that meeting.